Aircheckdownloads.com. Make you feel
so good. They do, don't they? They have that effect on you. The Fanatics, the lead track from the EP Suburban Love Songs, which is around at the moment, although the band themselves are in the workshop studios in Redditch, as I speak, working on the next single. The Fanatics and Suburban Love Songs, who I heard today, have just lined up some more dates. There they are, written on this piece of yellow sticky paper. On the 16th of... These are June dates, by the way. It's a long way off yet. I shouldn't rush out. On the 16th of June, they're going to be at JB's in Dudley. 23rd of June, Birmingham University, Mason Hall. And on the 24th of June, at Warwick University in Coventry. It's 20... Don't say you don't hear about things early on this show. 23 minutes past 7.
The Celebrity Sports Forum is back, and this week it's at the Willenhall Social Club in Coventry.
Go straight up, Dub.
A few very obvious lines occurred to me just then. I can't use any of them. Paula Abdul and Straight Up. Got a few new records on the programme tonight. Got the Black Sabbath single. Mind you, I used that a few days ago. That's because we have contacts around here. Got a new single from Paul Rutherford, from Aswad. New single from Melissa Etheridge as well. Well, when I say new single... A re-release of one, apparently by massive popular demand. Melissa, I love you, Melissa. Melissa Etheridge, left on the, what am I talking about, on the programme tonight? I feel dreadful. Hardly got a wink of sleep at all last night. I could not sleep last night for worrying about whether Fergie was going to be tempted by the production line at Cadbury's, you know what I mean?
E-R-N-B, the big boys from the big boys.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, indeedy. To POW. To P-A-U. And Only the Lonely. Their version of the Elvis Presley hit. 28 minutes to... It's all right, I'm not that stupid, really. 28 minutes to 8. Nighttime BRMB. FM 96.4. John Slater till 10 o'clock. After that, Nick Meanwell with The Late Show. And if I haul this thing across here, I can tell you that his guest tonight is Maria Coffey, who is in love... with a man who courted death on the high mountains and died. She tells the story of her own pilgrimage of love. It all sounds a bit Mills and Boone tonight. I should have a packet of tissues handy if I were you. Maria Coffey. Interesting name. Two sugars, thank you. Late Show guest on The Late Show this evening, naturally enough, on The Late Show this evening between 11 and midnight. His albums featured on The Late Show this week are from Bobby Brown, Depeche Mode, Diesel Park West, and Sam Brown. Mind you, it says on that list there that my guest on the programme this evening is Julia Fordham, and that's off, so who knows what might happen between now and 10. It's high time we actually got down to doing something here. Music from Rumblefish in a moment. Cloudy tonight, more rain or sleet, maybe even snow. The temperature staying around 1 degree Celsius, 36 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow is going to be cloudy and wet, possibly more rain or sleet. Less cold, though. Tomorrow's top temperature, 5 Celsius, 51 Fahrenheit. And the gig guide for tonight. Green on Red, supporting by Red Shoes at the Breedham Bar tonight. Green on Red, and that's the gig guide for tonight. The gig guide for tonight and tomorrow in about an hour from now. You're with the Big FM, Stereo 96.4. B-R-N-B. Tugboat Line. That was a single positively ages ago from local heroes Rumblefish, whose next single will be brilliant if you ever get to hear it. Apart from off tape on this programme. The release of their next single has been delayed for ages by pretty much the same thing that has delayed Green on Red's new album until now. Green on Red, my guests on the programme. I'll be having a word with them in a moment. Produced, I noticed, by David Z, who worked on the Fine Young Cannibals album. He's also worked with Prince in his time. That's the new single from Aswad. It's called Beauty's Only Skin Deep. BRMB, FM 96.4. For the 8 o'clock news, here's Anne Scott.
A former cabinet minister who took the blame for a government leak in the Westland affair and resigned now says two of Mrs. Thatcher's closest aides were responsible.
Aircheckdownloads.com.